This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two COVID-19 trends are showing a slight uptick while another has hit a pandemic low. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado monitors SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, in wastewater. The numbers for last week, the latest available, show the highest level in 2 months, but it's still well below the peak of the Omicron and Delta waves. The test positivity rate is at 3.5%. That's up about 1% since mid-March. The trends come after the state and most communities have dropped precautions like mask requirements. Also, the super contagious BA2 variant is making up a greater share of cases. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to a pandemic low of 77. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has a new way to help people determine the number of COVID vaccine doses they should get. At Colorado's COVID vaccine website, the calculator accounts for someone's age, which vaccine they initially got, and whether they're immunocompromised. Governor Polis has signed a bill that aims to make it easier for victims of the Marshall Fire to vote in the upcoming primaries and in this fall's election. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic Senate President Steve Fenberg is the main sponsor and says he wants to be sure fire victims who are still displaced don't have to change their voter registration. The law allows them to use the address of the home that was destroyed and is being rebuilt.
It's a small clarification, but I think it's meaningful and has a lot of impact for folks who are dealing with a lot of unknowns.
The Marshall Fire displaced thousands of Coloradans. The new law aims to ensure victims of future natural disasters can still participate in the democratic process. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Bike riders can roll through stop signs legally under a new state law that's allowed at otherwise empty intersections, and riders can pedal through a red light after they've stopped to make sure it's clear. Bike advocates say it will improve safety because it lets cyclists clear dangerous intersections more quickly. This is CPR News.